This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What is something that makes you smile? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Caitlin Bolton.
What is something that always makes you smile? My children, but especially my fur babies. We have two dogs, a golden retriever and a black lab, and they are the best.
Next, we'll hear from Ryan Jones.
This one was probably the easiest one to answer. It is my dog. I love my dog so much. He is such a goofball, a big old golden retriever. I think that's not necessarily like a registered emotional support animal, but he is to me. He's way too undisciplined to ever take out in public because he's just such a goofball and a love bug. He runs up to everybody, or we'll go on a walk and he'll see somebody cross the sidewalk and he'll lay down anticipating for somebody to stop what they are doing, cross the street and pet him. So he's just... he is a lovable goof. I think some of the times where I've just been kind of more stressed over the past couple years, it's nice to have a very calming presence in your life that somebody's always going to be excited to see you, want to be around you. He's, you know, man's best friend, like, for a reason. So
now we'll hear from Maggie Curtis.
Something that always makes me smile. So I guess the first thing that comes to mind for something that always makes me smile is my cat, Moo. Her name's Moo because she's like black and white. She kind of looks like a cow, I guess. But yeah, she makes me smile every day. My husband, my family, and my in-laws, all my best friends. Arizona, I love home. And like Arizona sunsets, I don't know. My husband makes fun of me because he says that like sunsets are pretty everywhere, but like, no, I think they're like extra pretty certain places. So yeah, sunsets in Arizona make me smile also.
Next, we'll hear from Nate Jensen.
I have four kids, and anytime any of those kids laughs out loud, just kind of an uncontrollable laughter, it's so contagious for me. I love it. My youngest is 15, my oldest is 23, so they're not little kids anymore, but even still, when they're just laughing their heads off, it's just a joy to a father.
Next, we'll hear from Emily Christman.
So one of my like go-to things to do when I'm feeling, you know, down or stressed or whatever, I just get to, you know, take a deep breath, sit on the couch with my husband and my dog and have some hot chocolate and watch, you know, like a stupid reality show or something. That's something that can always just make me forget about whatever I'm worried or nervous about and just live in the moment, and that's where I'm happiest.
Next, we'll hear from Adam Stoker.
Something that always makes me smile. you know, I've got a lot of things that make me smile, but I have a daughter named Lucy, and she has just the most fun personality and sense of humor. And you know, all my kids are fun and funny, but Lucy is always doing something that's just a little bit crazy and unexpected, and if there's anybody that can make me laugh even when I'm having a rough day, it's my little Lucy.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of The People of Relic and EKR.